Inauguration Day. And you probably thought I was going to talk about yesterday. No, there's another inauguration today. It's very important. I'll get to that in just a moment. We should make a comment about yesterday. I mean, it was obviously Inauguration Day, and all that was supposed to happen did, obviously in vastly different ways because of what we're dealing with in the world we live in. One of the things that we had for you was coverage of President Biden, and that was around noon, though many people, including us for a moment, a little caught off guard.
Yeah, things were moving faster than they were supposed to.
Yeah.
And we were all scratching our heads going, isn't this supposed to happen at noon? The swearing in of the new president by the Constitution says at noon.
Right.
Well, doing a little research, I'm not going to be able to quote verbatim. I can just tell you that what happened yesterday was proper. There was nothing against it.
Mm-hmm.
That if I understand correctly, the Constitution does recognize noon as being the start time of the new president.
Right.
Doesn't say he has to be sworn in at that time. He could have been sworn in earlier, which he was.
About 8 minutes earlier, yeah.
But until noon, the person, in this case President Trump, was still officially president until noon.
Right.
It's just that the new president has to be sworn in for the new president to start at noon. So, you know, it could have happened at 8 o'clock in the morning at any time, as long as he's sworn in. Because at noon, he has to take the office.
Right.
But I'm so used to, and I know that we've had inaugural coverages in the years past, and it's always like they're timing it right up to
precise, yes.
Right. Yeah. I wonder a lack of applause, you know, with big crowds or something, if that sped everything up.
Oh,
that
yeah.
could be a factor.
Yeah.
You
know,
right,
they
right.
had, you know, less of that kind of stuff to deal with. They're probably moving less people in and around, too.
Yeah, right.
Fewer people to acknowledge.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's probably it. Because, like I said, talked to a few people, it's like, what's going on? Why 10 minutes or 8 minutes before noontime?
So, I got it. It's a campaign to change the Biden image. You're trying to pick up his pace.
Well, you know, we're so used to presidents, yeah. All presidents always seem to have that presidential time, which is usually later than whatever a stated time
yes,
is.
Right, right.
The only president I remember ever being on time, in fact, early, was President George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He right. was known for being yes. early on a number mm-hmm. of things.
Right, right.
So that was official.
You know, Bernie Sanders has gone viral because of, you know, everybody was talking about the fashion and, you know, what everybody was wearing. And then Bernie shows up wearing his just regular old gray winter's jacket with mittens. And he looked like just an old Vermonter, you know. And he even said, somebody asked him, you know, would you care to talk about your choice of dress wear? And he said, I'm from Vermont. We dress warmly. That's what we do.
And funny you say that because of all the things that were happening. I mean, from the presidency of Mr. Biden being sworn in and the historic, Vice President Harris now.
Yeah, right.
The singing, the pageantry. The Bernie Sanders was found everywhere.
Yeah, you can't get away from it. Yeah, he's become a meme on social media with how he was looking yesterday.
And speaking of those mittens, I understand everyone wanted to know. So it turns out his mittens were made by a teacher, it says here, from Essex Junction. And she gave them to him 2 years ago. And they are made from repurposed wool sweaters and lined with fleece made from recycled plastic bottles.
If that doesn't say
that's Bernie. That's Bernie.
That explains the mittens right there.
Oh, man.
That's precious.
And then last night when they did the concert, it was pretty cool when Katy Perry, at the very end, she sang Firework, and that's when they had a big fireworks display over the nation's capital.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
Missed all that.
Yeah.
Didn't even know it was on.
Well, the way that it had to be done and the way that we live these days. And
which, by the way, let me just say this real quick.
Yeah, please do.
I think that's what future presidents should do, just virtual celebrations at the end of these things. I think they'd much rather do that than have to attend those 13, 14, 15 balls that they all have to go to each and every time.
And it cuts down on the inaugural costs.
Right. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of inaugural, I got to squeeze this in real quick, just because I made a reference to it. And there'll be much more to say, but today is an inaugural day. The Detroit Lions.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Will introduce And I'm just laughingly saying they're going to inaugurate a new coach, Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
The tight ends coach, one-time Lions player, to a, and this was surprising for a lot of people, a six-year deal?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying in sports?
That's what they say. Yeah, it's the reports.
I mean, 5 years is a long time, but six?
Maybe they've got some clauses written in there based on performance or whatever.
Well, that's the key. I mean, what are fans... Hopefully things will go right as soon as possible. But fans, I think, would be forgiving for certainly a couple of dismal years off the start. Third year, you hope to see that improvement, that a fourth year will show, hey, maybe we're a team ready to play.
Right.
But if you don't show it in the fourth year and you suffer through a fifth year, they're going to even give them a sixth year.
Maybe what Lions fans are hoping to see is a team that has some fire, an organization that has fire, and you know some toughness. I think maybe that's what they would like to see first.
That's what we're hearing about him. He's fiery, emotion guy.
Yeah, he apparently runs real physical practices. You know, when that's what he's known for. I think that's what they want. Somebody who I've always said this as somebody who's watched the Lions for many, many years. I think what you first need to do, you have to change the culture.
Yeah,
you have to change the culture of losing there. And so I believe that's what they are hoping they're getting with Dan Campbell. But we will find it all out later.
Well,
we just don't know.
Certainly, aside from playing with the Lions, including the 0-16 season, he has been associated with winning cultures as a coach.
Right.
That's right.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
Let's hope it turns out that way.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, we'll see. New regime. Got the new GM. Got the new head coach.
Which they say they're going to work together. When it comes to player personnel, that it's not just going to be the GM finding the players and saying, here, coach, here's your guys, that Dan is supposed to have input. And you were telling me something yesterday. What were you telling me about the Lions?
Oh, yeah. Somebody, because, you know, Chris Spielman is an advisor with the team there in the front office. So somebody, I think it was somebody with the NFL Network, said, well, at the very least, with the hiring of Dan Campbell and you've got Chris Spielman, the Lions front office will beat up just about anybody else's front office.
So if we can't get him on the field, we'll take him up in the suite. Well, good luck, Dan Campbell. The new regime for the Lions starts today.